Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the third Sunday of Easter, 2025. The Gospels often work together like a beautiful jazz opera. The art world fused jazz and opera together in 1935 for George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. The story, taking place in a poor South Carolina fishing community called Catfish Row, portrays the best and worst in humanity and their collective hope for something better. Poor people surviving by catching and selling fish is at the very heart of the Gospels, too, especially where Peter is concerned. In fact, this Sunday's collection of readings could be reimagined as a jazz opera called Peter and Jesus. Variations on themes repeat themselves throughout jazz and opera scores, as they do in the Gospels. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from John chapter 21, the risen Jesus reveals himself to the disciples for a third time. Last Sunday, we heard about his first two appearances in their locked hideout. Here, toward the end of John's Gospel, we recognize the echo of a theme from the beginning of Luke's Gospel, in which Jesus reveals his mastery to them for the first time. Both selections involve an overabundant catch of fish, convincing them to become fishers of humanity. At this point in John's Gospel, Jesus had already convinced his disciples that he had risen. So why does Peter feel the need to go back to fishing for fish? Here Jesus appears on shore and tells them to lower their nets for a catch, as in Luke's Gospel. They catch a ton. In Luke's Gospel, the nets are in danger of tearing. But in John's, they stay strong. Are the nets thematic reminders that the risen Christ will help his fishermen stay strong despite the stresses that plagued them while the earthbound Jesus was just beginning to firm up his disciples' fragile faith? This Sunday's first reading from Acts chapter 5, shows us Peter's super-reinforced faith in action. When the high priests warn him and his men to stop teaching in Jesus' name, he withstands the stress that caused him to break when Jesus was about to meet his fate. This new stress not only doesn't break him, but it reinforces him. Quote, Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses to these things." Unquote. Sunday's readings include an angelic musical ensemble, courtesy of the Book of Revelation, chapter 5. The result for our journey into music appreciation is a jazz opera gospel fusion featuring a call and response. Call and response is a musical technique where one musician's phrase is answered by another musician. This technique can make jazz's unpredictability more relatable, just as the Gospels bring God's Word to life in our hearts. Sunday's second reading brings in angelic choruses, inviting us to respond to God's call. Quote, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything in the universe, cry out, to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor, glory and might forever and ever." Unquote. Porgy and Bess is still performed around the world, but it's only into its 90th birthday. Peter and Jesus offers an ancient yet timeless jazz opera gospel masterpiece, calling us to respond by being fishers of audiences hungry to keep God's music playing in human hearts forever and ever. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.